All systems are operational.
Where were you? Brought to you by TakeMyVoice.com.
What we're going to do right here is go back.
This is the Wayback Machine. We're traveling through time.
Way back. Back into time.
3, 2, 1. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Back in time.
Where were you?
May 18th, 1973. In the news, stock market prices plunged to a 15-month low as jittery investors showed growing concern over the soaring price of gold and the impact of the Watergate scandal. Hollywood gossip. Liza Minnelli says that her engagement to Desi Arnaz Jr., 6 years her junior, is over, and she's in love with comedian Peter Sellers, who is 20 years older than her. At the movies, Charlton Heston stars in Soylent Green.
You know, there are 20 million guys out of work in Manhattan alone, just waiting for my job.
It's the year 2022, in a severely overpopulated world, and the only way to survive is with water rations and eating a mysterious food called Soylent. A detective becomes a marked man when he learns the secret ingredient of Soylent Green.
It's people. Soylent Green is made out of people.
Listen to me, Hatcher. You gotta tell them Soylent Green is people!
Friday Night TV, wall-to-wall coverage of the Watergate hearings. Here's Senator Howard Baker of Tennessee with H.R. Haldeman, President Nixon's chief of staff since 69.
The one thing that keeps recurring to me, and the one thing I've tried to put to every witness that has unique information, in addition to their own personal information and knowledge, is what did the president know and when did he first know it?
I've tried to tell that in the recounting of my statement, but what the president knew about the Watergate was basically what has been clearly established here. There doesn't seem to be much contention about what he knew and when.
And on the radio,
The Suite is stuck at number 3 with Little Willie. I'm Scott Fortney, and that's where we were today in 1973.
Playing the hits of yesteryear just for you.
Where were you?
TakeMyVoice.com.